Hello?
Hi there, is it possible to speak to Miss Noble?
Speaking.
Hi, my name's Leah. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Listen, it's just a really quick call to gather some further information from you. Have you got a spare 5 minutes?
Yes.
Perfect. Before I start, I do just have to let you know the call's recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And for the purpose of data protection, are you able to confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
17th of the second, 1971, and my postcode's RG147 Uniform Golf.
Amazing, thank you so much. I know that you said a name you would have been known by in care is Mina Noble.
Yeah.
Was there any others, or was that the only one that would have been used?
That's the only one.
Yeah, no problem. And it is just to gather some further information. So am I okay to take your mother's name down?
Yeah. Isabella, she was known as Isa, but it's Isabella. Her maiden name's Christie.
Okay, no problem. And your father's name as well?
Thomas Noble.
And are you currently registered with a GP?
Me? Yeah. Eastfield House.
Eastfield House.
Yeah. I had to. Oh, the doctor sent me something, Mike. They released my records to use.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Just double checking that one. And it doesn't have to be exact, but can you remember an address or area you lived in prior to care? It's okay if not.
You're talking about like when I was like a baby type thing. I did no idea. I
Yeah, like
couldn't.
where you were before you were taken into care.
See, I was taken into care twice. When I was a baby, sort of toddler type. Then I was fostered when I was about 3 or 4, and I was there until I was put back into care in my teens, early teens.
Okay, do you know what area you lived in when, like, you were born in?
Oh, Glasgow.
It was
I was
always
all in the
Glasgow.
Glasgow area. Yeah.
No problem. All right, well, I've popped that into there. And I've popped that into your records. We have got a lot of records back, which is good.
Yep,
I'm
that's good.
just gonna chase up the GP and make sure they're sending us the records because we have not received them just yet.
Oh, okay. I do know. I had to. They sent me a link, and I had to confirm that I agreed for them to do that. And that was a month. About 6, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, so when we send one, that's a month, and then they can have an extra 2 months after that as
Oh,
well.
okay.
I
Oh,
know,
okay.
it's an absolute nightmare.
Oh, okay. I
But
understand.
when we have them, you'll be ready to go through to the next stage, which is pretty much the final stage before we submit to redress.
Okay.
So
Yep,
that's
yep,
going to
yep, yep.
be your witness statement.
Yep.
So it is going to be quite a lengthy phone call, but it is kind of your last chance to get everything out for redress that you
Yeah.
want them to
What?
know.
Yeah. What I do is what? Well, I've been like, it's going to take me a bit of time. I've been writing, I've been like sort of writing my story type thing, if you
Yeah.
know what I mean. Ready for this? Yeah.
Amazing. You're all prepared.
Sort of.
No,
Gosh.
bless you.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
No, that's okay. Well, we'll give you some notice as well beforehand as well, so that you've got that.
And these records, right? I did like when I initially very first contacted you. See, I've applied for these records, and it was like on deaf ears, you know what I mean? And I did ask when you've got them, or would I able to see them at all? Because there's a lot of things like I don't know about me. Do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
actually, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a the complete right to your records as well after we've submitted to redress and when everything's done.
Yep.
So you're more than welcome to have them as well.
Oh, thank
And
you.
maybe that'll be
Yep.
able to help you piece some bits together as well.
Yeah. Put a few things to bed and
Yeah. I know a few people have said that having their records and being able to see it for themselves can be almost like you said, putting it to bed, kind of
Yeah.
realizing like you're able, because you've seen it, you can just put it
Seen it.
behind
I've
you now,
got,
yeah.
because nobody can tell me. Well, you know what I mean? As much as I've got 7 siblings and we're all in care and things happened, do you know what I mean? But then we were all apart when we, until
Yeah.
later on in life. But they're sketchy what they say and what they're telling me, and I'm just
Well, yeah,
like,
I get you.
yeah, things are not adding up, So
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that's absolutely, you're absolutely right. I get that. But now I've got them, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to chase your GP, and then when we have them records, either myself or one of my colleagues will give you a call, and we'll be able to book you in, okay?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
Amazing. You too. You take care now, okay?
I will do, all right. Thanks a
all
lot.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.